first of all, I have to say that I'm really pleased to see that there are almost the same number of men in the audience as women. Because for a panel on women and militarism, I think it's really important that these discussions not be as two separate solitudes divided on the basis of gender. I don't want to speak for very long. I think it's a bit ironical that the two directors from the two different university institutions have been selected to be on this panel, because I think that there are many in the audience who would do a far better job, because they have been very actively involved in peace, and I guess they are still not back from their mission to get mangoes from the seventh floor. But there are people who have been working with the Voice of Women for many, many years, whose role in the peace movement in Canada is really outstanding. And hopefully they'll be here when we begin our discussions, because I think that's really important. I thought I would just raise a few points, because at the moment there is this thinking that women have to achieve equality in every aspect of life. And that notion of equality extends to having women in the military as being the extreme or the ultimate example of having achieved equality. And I find that notion a little bit, I mean, I want to challenge that particular concept that that is how you achieve equality. Because achieving equality and doing bad things is not necessarily a good thing. That is one point that I would very much like for us to discuss, the role of women in the military. And I do want to make a distinction between militarism and resistance, because I think we certainly have heard in panels yesterday and other sessions about the role of women in resistance movements. But it does that the participation of women in resistance movements also raises another question, which I really would like us to talk about, and that is, why is it that women actually are missing from the actual peace process? That is, when the resistance is finished, why is it that women are pushed back and they are missing at the table when negotiations take place? It's really interesting when you watch television. That is, who are the people talking? You have Yasser Arafat, you have Ariel Sharon, you have Bush. They talk, I mean, Camp David. Just take the whole process and you'll find that it's only men who are talking. I think the only person, there's only one woman that I have seen who is the representative of the Fatah. And she only seems to, I don't know, at least publicly, she only seems to report on various issues, but I do not see her at the negotiating table the way other people are present. At present in the world, this is before September 11, the military budgets ran to about 700 to 800 billion a year. And this is, we're talking about just one country. If you add up the budgets of all the countries in the world, it would be in trillions. And since September 11, every single country has doubled, quadrupled its military budget, whether it is South Asia, where in the guise of fighting war against terrorism, namely in the case of India, it's Pakistan, and in Pakistan, it's India. All of these, it really points to one thing, and that is the culture of militarism and the ideology of militarism, because it is not simply a question of armies, it's not simply a question of people who are involved with defense of their homeland, but it's very clearly, very intimately linked to the question of really patriarchal values. Because, and the concept of nationhood, because the concept of nationhood has, and this defense of this nationhood, but tied in with that are really a whole lot of economic issues, But ultimately, no matter which way you look at it, it really is the question of subjugation of one group of people over the other. Whether it is the Nagas in the northeast border in India, or whether it is Kashmiris who are being whose desire for self-determination is being crushed by military might, by the government. So we see that there are many other agendas which are rolled into, and I'm not even talking about the two world wars, because that is something which I cannot even begin to handle in this short presentation. But the one thing which is clear is that very systematically, consistently, from the First World War to the present time, that the number of women and children who are becoming victims of war is systematically increasing, and it's increasing exponentially. In the First World War, there were maybe 5% of the total casualties were women and children. In the Second World War, it had increased quite substantially. But now, about 90% of the victims of war are not men, but they are women and children. And this is a very extraordinary situation that has arisen. And it is much more to exercise patriarchy than anything else, because why is it that women have to be brutalized in the, I mean, you think of Bosnia, Herzegovina, all of these, the whole conflict that took place in the former Yugoslavia, that the main victims were women. I mean, it's not that men did not die, and it isn't, men did not want to devalue that, but really, it is the fact that women as a target for war, to be able to say that raping women, becoming part of the culture, is something which actually has not, has in fact become much more serious and consistent over this period of time. So I just want us to think about how we can promote peace and how we can become real actors, people who can in fact take action in bringing about change in this particular context of militarism. And I'm sure that there will be lots of ideas that people have, and I would, rather than a question and answer, I would really like us to have a discussion, because I think that question and answer kind of implies that there are some people who are experts and others who are who need to know, and I don't think that that is the case. I think that, as I said when I began, the women who were missing from the audience, that they have far more experience than some of us have had. And I'm not speaking on behalf of Lillian, who, as you know, has been extremely active. So I pass the